This is Morning Edition. I'm Carrie Nolan. Every New Yorker experiences the city differently, but for people of color raising children of color in New York City, it can feel not just different, but often dangerous. Indian American author Mira Jacob has written a graphic memoir about it. Good Talk was recently published, and Jacob sat down for a conversation with WNYC's cultural critic Rebecca Carroll. Good morning, Rebecca.
Hi, Carrie.
So tell me about the book.
So it's a graphic novel, as you said, and it's really about navigating race and racism as a parent of color in New York City, and specifically as a mixed race family. Mira herself actually grew up in one of a very few South Asian families in Albuquerque, New Mexico, but she now lives here in New York with her husband, who is white and Jewish, and so their son is both Indian American and Jewish, but brown-skinned enough to sort of unequivocally present as a person of color. And I think what really struck me in the book and in my conversation with her is that it's one thing to be a black or brown adult in a city that is meant to be diverse and inclusive, but it's another thing altogether to raise a black or brown child here, especially when it often feels like the diversity and inclusivity is sort of just window dressing. And because our experiences are so similar, I asked her about that.
As parents who are not native New Yorkers raising native New Yorkers, like when your son, you know, asks the kinds of questions, is it weird to be brown or bad to be brown, or, you know, and I always remember the moment that my son was probably 7 when we went to visit my parents in New Hampshire, all white. Mm. And he said to me, "Why is everybody white here?" Which to me was an indicator that I was raising a New Yorker.
Yes.
Right? Right? Yes. But I think that this book, too, really is a kind of interesting connection between you as someone who moved to New York and your son who was born in New York.
Absolutely. My son has said to me before, you know, when we're with the Jewish part of the family, I'm the only Indian there.
Yeah.
And when we're with the Indian part of the family, I'm the only Jewish person there. And he really feels that despite having grown up here and also known, frankly, other Indian Jewish kids even, he still has that sort of that sense of the singularity that I did growing up outside of New York. It just shows up in different ways.
Yeah.
And then he has different ways to reconstitute it as he moves through the city.
Moving through the city, that's a really interesting way of looking at it. It sounds very fluid, but may not always feel that way, right?
Right, yeah. There's a part in the book where she's trying to explain to her son what it felt like to look like they do, she does, after 9/11. That's really powerful, but also very tricky to grapple with. She told her son that things got weird for brown people after the attack, and I wondered what that actually meant in grown-up terms.
I think the thing that I noticed right away is I was suspect, and it had never even occurred to me that I could be suspect in that way in America. I remember the days after the buildings fell. I remember walking around the street. I remember realizing how many of our neighbors were missing or gone because we were living in Chelsea at the time. And I remember sort of understanding, okay, something about the city has changed, and feeling this innocence that I had shatter.
Mm.
But then the second innocence that I didn't even know I had shattered right after that, which was, oh, they don't think you're an American. All of these people that you've been with in the city of New York, which goes by this kind of prideful, we're a city of immigrants, we are a city of, you know, all of this mix, all of a sudden, everybody. And it wasn't just, it was white Americans and black Americans and Mexican Americans. It was everybody that needed an enemy had my face to pin that on. We were seen as Americans until somebody with a similar bone structure and similar skin color attacked America. And then suddenly, all of us, all South Asians, every South Asian American I knew was suddenly on guard in a way where they thought, oh, my neighbors don't trust me anymore. People stop talking around me when I walk by.
Wow. I know the book has been out for a little while, but it only just recently got reviewed in the Times, which, you know, naturally is a great badge of honor for any writer, but especially for a New Yorker. Did you talk with her about that?
Yeah, I sure did, especially because there was one phrase in the review that really stood out for me. We had been talking about the struggle to be in community with our cultures while also being individuals and managing that with people who are not of color and may not get that right away. And the reviewer wrote, quote, "The medium is part of the magic of good talk. The old comic book alchemy of words and pictures opens up new possibilities of feeling. And so Jacob said she was really intentional about that, even down to the way she has her characters maintain the same expressions throughout.
My first editor said, could you make a cry face or like a consternation face? And I said, no. And the reason I did that is, and he said, well, it's very uncomfortable for me. And I said, yeah, and then what happens?
Right.
And he said, well, I just have to, it's just very uncomfortable. And I said, right, because if I'm not performing the emotion, then you have to hold it.
Yes.
And that, so when you ask me like what feelings exactly, I don't even know that it's that I want a specific feeling to be held as much as I want someone to hold all of them and to stop asking me and my friends and my family to perform a pain for them to judge. I want them to feel how confusing it is to be in this body with this much love for a country and nowhere safe to put it right now.
Woo! That really resonated with me. People of color are so often forced to process other people's feelings about race. So when Jacob said, stop asking me to perform a pain for you to judge, I felt that.
Wow. The book is called Good Talk by Mira Jacob. WNYC cultural critic Rebecca Carroll, thanks so much.
Thank you, Carrie.